Good afternoon with Family Life News. I'm Bill Price. The coldest air of the season descends upon us tonight. Frost advisories and freeze warnings, both in the offering.
Our first advisory of the season goes up tonight. Lows will dip to the mid-30s. There's a freeze warning, too, for parts of the Twin Tiers overnight. If you have plants you want protected, you'll want to cover them up or bring them inside. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Pennsylvania reporting its first death linked to vaping today. Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine.
As this investigation continues, it has really become clear that we do not really know what is causing these serious and even life-threatening and even fatal lung injury cases to occur. And when I say we, I don't just mean us at the Pennsylvania Department of Health, but nationally, and including the CDC.
16 states now reporting fatalities linked to vaping. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a major abortion case this election year. Political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
Could completely overturn precedents and open the door to complete abortion restrictions throughout the country.
The case is a challenge to a law in Louisiana that puts restrictions on doctors. It could leave that state with just one abortion clinic. Legal analyst Jonathan Turley.
It's based on a statute that is virtually identical to a Texas law that the court previously struck down. A law struck down only 3 years ago. That 3 years, however, contained the replacement of Justice Kennedy with Justice Kavanaugh.
A decision expected next summer by the High Court. President Trump sending a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today saying he won't be cooperating with any inquiry until she holds a House vote on impeachment.
We'll be issuing a letter. As everybody knows, we've been treated very unfairly. I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption.
Also today, House Democrats are requesting documents from Vice President Mike Pence. He has till October 15th to comply. This is Family Life.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, a few patchy evening clouds, then turning clear and cold with areas of frost forming. Low temps, 30s and low 40s. Tomorrow, brilliant sunshine, crisp and cool. The high temperature right around 60. Sunday, some early sun and cloudy with a shower and a high temperature ranging in the 60s to near 70.
Thank you, Kevin Williams. Put an extra blanket on the bed tonight, folks. You're going to need it. Cloudy skies, 48 Mansfield, Pennsylvania. Overcast, 49 Hornell, New York. It's 47 cloudy Smithport, PA. Some peekaboo sun, 51 Buffalo. For news away from your radio, find us online anytime. FLN.org/podcast. I'm Bill Price. Family Life News.